Hey, this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We are here with Yngwie Malmsteen, the legend behind, or right in front of a giant wall of Marshalls, and just watched soundcheck and it was great. So we're here to talk about your gear. You want to start by telling us what guitars you're using? I think it's a pretty recognizable look, but you don't have the original out here on tour, right?
Oh, wow, it's the wrong one. this is the Yngwie Malmsteen Fender Stratocaster. And it's been upgraded now a few times since I started having it done. I was very honored to be the first guy to ever have one, actually right before Eric Clapton, 1986. And so I'm very honored by that, of course. Now it's got a big headstock, which it didn't have to begin with. It has a bullet, and it's got the latest edition. It's the YJM Fury pickups by Seymour Duncan. And they're just amazing, and I really worked very closely with Seymour Duncan and Evan Skop and all the other guys over there to get these pickups absolutely amazing. So if you don't have these pickups in there, you don't have the right ones. I'm telling you, these really scream. And you have to have a forest stick in the back, otherwise it won't work.
So when you get your guitar set up, do you have a specific pickup height and everything?
Yeah, that's important, yeah. As you can see, the middle one is a little lower. I don't know. The front one and the back one are not the same. They're different magnets, different everything. And we really worked for a long time to get the perfect sound on the front one, you know. I think it was 21 prototypes or something like this. The scallop neck, of course, with the Dunlop frets. We all know about that. Brass nut, standard tremolo.
For the pots, are you using?
AKG.
Oh.
Wireless. Yeah, the pots is actually a YGM model as well.
And what's the values? Are you using 500 or 250?
250, yeah.
And so you've just got a whole lineup of these that are pretty much identical?
Yeah, except one is tuned down, and one play a special song for my, you know, in honor of my Ferraris, which I'm a complete Ferrari freak. And it's called Red Devil, so I use this one for that one. It's just the same guitar, it's red, you know.
And what string gauges are you using?
I'm using Fender strings, 8 to 48. They half step down always, but one of them had the bottom string even, so it's C sharp. Yeah, I go way back with Ovation, and they actually made me some really nice prototypes that we hopefully gonna put out soon. I have them with me somewhere. This is the one I've had for many years. As you can see, it's been around. It's just amazing, you know. It's a Viper, but the one I have is based on the Viper, but I have different sound holes. And they come in different colors and stuff like that. So that's going to be exciting as well.
So this might be a silly question, but why don't you do the scallop frets on the acoustic? It just doesn't work
on
the same way?
On steel strings, I do.
Sure.
Yeah, but not on a nylon string one. This is really a different instrument. You don't play it the same way. You play it, you know, a different way of playing and everything. I have scalloped them in the past and didn't like it too much, you know. So it does have the big frets, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, if you go out in space, you take a spaceship, you go out in space, there's only two man-made objects you can actually see from outer space. One is the Wall of China. One is the Yngwie Malmsteen Wall of Marshalls. And today, we've graced the stage with 9 stacks with 3 heads on each one, except for one that has 5. And then over there a little bit. I think we're bringing, on this tour, we're bringing 22 cabinets and 36 amps or something like this. But here, of course, this is the vintage heads, the Mark IIs, and as you can see, like Mark IIs, all vintage. And see, then all of a sudden, wow, look at that.
It's your new idea.
Yeah, but not only that, look at these.
So
all of these are filled with 75 selections. And these, if I can go in the back here, I'll show you something. I like to keep it clean in the front, so the front is like exactly like a vintage head. On the back, here you have a switch. You can switch it from 50 to 100. In other words, you can have two power tubes or four type power tubes. This is not a master volume. This is what's called, I don't know what to call it really, but what it does is that it turns the volume down after the power tubes, okay? But as you can see, I have it all the way up. I have them all the way up.
And you're running those at 50 watts?
I'm running one on 50, one on 100 right now. But I might just switch it and make it all like 12 100s if I feel like it. Yeah. So, and I have overdrive if I want. I have a gate if I want. I have reverb, digital reverb inside if I want. I don't use them, but I have them. And they're extremely useful if you're in a smaller place. You don't want to bring all your pedals and stuff like this. And as you can see, Dr. Marshall, God bless him, and me. It's fantastic. I'm very happy about that.
So you just have a handful of pedals here. What is it?
My sound is really like the overdrive, which is built into the amp if I wanted to, but I don't use it. And the gate, which is... And then if I play clean, I usually have this one on. I started using this to make noise with. That's all it is. It just makes noise.
I heard you playing with it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. And then I have a Crybaby. And then I have Taurus bass pedals, which I play a lot of the with my feet, you know. That's basically it. I can split the signal here, so I get like stereo, like dry, wet, like this. I can play like sort of like a Canon type of, almost like a Bach thing. You know, that's it. There's really nothing to it, you know.
Are you using the fuzz face?
No. Okay. I just like the way it looks. It looks like a landmine.
It looks pretty awesome.
And of course, I use the AKG. This is Yngwie Malmsteen vocal mic as well from AKG. Yep. I bring my own microphone and my own toothbrush when I go on tour. 1.5 millimeter Dunlop. The new one actually says Dunlop. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking some time to show us through our rig, and we're looking forward to the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
This is Rebecca Dirks for PremierGuitar.com.